Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
This should come as no surprise, but 1 in 3 Americans don't get enough sleep. So hitting that snooze button seems really good when you're exhausted. 57% of people hit the snooze button. Are you one of those people?
I can't do it. I can't even hit the snooze button one time. If I hit the snooze button one time, the day is over for me. I will not be making it.
I don't hit the snooze button either, because I'm afraid that I'm just going to accidentally shut it off or something. Yeah. I have 3 alarms set in my room. The first one will go off, and I know that if I don't immediately get up and shut it off, the other one's across the room.
Yeah.
It's so loud, it's going to wake up my kids and wake up my whole family.
Yeah.
So I got to like get myself out of bed and giddy up. But a lot of people do it. Now, is it actually healthy for you? This doctor has been trending all over Instagram.
The scientific reason why you should never hit the snooze button. Let me hit you with some neuroscience here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Drop it on me, girl.
Yeah, here we go. Ready?
2 words. Sleep inertia. When you hit the snooze button, you're awake. And as the alarm turns off, your brain then drifts back into sleep. And here's the thing that researchers have figured out. When you drift back to sleep after you've woken up, your brain starts a sleep cycle. And sleep cycles take 75 to 90 minutes to complete.
Huh. Oh,
that seemed a little bit weird. So, I mean, if I close my eyes and doze for a second, I'm automatically in for 90 minutes.
Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, I could do that at any given point, but yes. Don't they tell us that the best nap time is like 20 to 30 minutes? So it's a little contradictory.
But if you're coming out of a deep sleep, that's what it says. When I go to my daughter's school pickup,
yeah.
Please don't judge me. When I sit in the parking lot, I usually get there about 15 minutes early, right? And I immediately close my eyes and I can fall asleep anywhere.
Yep.
And I fall asleep, you know, parked in the spot waiting for her to come out of school. When she starts pounding on the door, Mom! Because she's so embarrassed that once again I'm sleeping in the parking lot with all the other parents, like in plain view.
Right.
I am in such a deep sleep that half the time I don't even know where I am.
No.
So I kind of believe what
takes
she's
you
saying
a minute.
Here. Yeah. She continues.
So when that alarm goes off again in 9 minutes, and you're like, oh my God, like, have you ever noticed you're like in deep sleep?
Yep.
When you drift back to sleep, that's because you're 9 minutes in to a 75 minute sleep cycle.
I mean, I kind of get that.
She just sounds like the most cynical doctor I've heard in a while. Like, she's like, listen, dummy, listen up, like New York doctor. All right,
but why is it all the snooze buttons are 9 minutes? Do you ever realize that?
I think there must be a reason.
It's got to be a reason.
Yeah,
right,
there must be some technical reason that they've basically set that as the standard.
Yeah.
That groggy, exhausted feeling that you have, that's not a function of how well you slept.
Oh.
That's you and me being an idiot
for hitting
the snooze button
and putting
our brain in a state of sleep inertia. And it takes your brain about 4 hours to get through that groggy feeling.
So basically she's saying that if you hit the snooze button, you're basically just setting yourself up for being exhausted for at least 4 hours after you actually get out of bed.
Is it wrong that I could tell from her accent she was going to call us stupid at some point? Is it wrong?
I had to edit out some bad words.
See?
That she said.
I knew it. I knew it.
I like when doctors tell me like how it is, though. It's good.